Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
I love his new hairdo. That is fabulous. He really is. That shine, oh, it's just fabulous.
100% passion.
Just because we verbally abuse him all game doesn't mean he can bang in a hat-trick against us. That's just rude.
100% banter.
Should we concentrate on another sport other than football for once, Ian?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter, and women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn, horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Ian, you look fed up! What's vexing you, Ian?
How can we live in a world where there's such injustice?
Oh, yeah.
You begin to wonder if God exists, and if he does, why does he permit such suffering?
Are you talking about VAR?
Of course I'm talking
about
VAR.
Of course you are, yeah.
Never offside.
Yeah.
Utterly appalling. If I punched a hole in the wall of this studio for every time VAR meddled, we'd be broadcasting in a colander.
VAR rearing its ugly head again. It's the last thing this nation needs when it's on such a knife edge, Ian.
I cannot enjoy football anymore. I just cannot. Before, you could hurl abuse at the referee, one man. Now, you've got to hurl abuse at three unknown figures in a control booth. No, the game's gone.
I feel for the fans, Ian. They're in the middle of calling the referee a, and excuse my language, a wanker. And then the referee stops it all, and then we go to Stockley Park, where the decision is overturned, and the opposing fans have got to call them a wanker. You don't know who is chaos, Ian.
No one knows who's a wanker anymore, Anthony. And when you don't know who the wanker or wankers is, or are, then you've lost a vital part of this sport.
Blaming faceless others 300 miles away for your own failings. VAR's turned us all into the Daily Mail, Ian.
And that's unforgivable.
Oh, yeah.
We need a visible target to direct our hatred at. How dare they dissipate that?
What do they want us to do? Beat a dog with a stick?
Well, remember that horse that invaded the field at the FA Cup final in the 1920s?
Yeah. Nostalgic, heritage, a lovely part of our shared being, Ian.
Yeah, absolutely. But if VAR were around then, we'd be calling it a wanker because we can no longer blame the referee. I, for one, don't want to be calling horses wankers.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, proudly sponsored by Is It You? The new lottery, fronted by Muzzy Is It.
I'm ex-Leicester midfielder Muzzy Izzet. Every week, you can win a house in my special house raffle. Just £25 a ticket. Every Thursday on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Is It Could Be You.
No, Muzzy. The pun has to be, is it you? Like, the question, will it be you? Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'll try again. I'm Muzzy Izzet. Every week, you can win a house in our raffle. Is it will be, is it you?
No, Muzzy.
And we're out. Great scheme, that. God, Ian, VAR has really let you down.
It has, Anthony. Yeah, and I didn't even watch the game.
Yeah.
Imagine how cross I'd be if I had. No, I just got money worries after losing that lawsuit against that Mukhtar chap last week. Spent all my savings on that, and
yeah,
as a result, I can't produce any more Bold Ankles pheromone because my dealer's demanding sky-high prices for Monster Energy.
And what an energy drink it is, and I say that as a Carabao fan. You've lost one lawsuit, though, Ian. Don't let it define you, OK? You're a born winner. Remember that. What's the best thing to do after losing a lawsuit? get right back on that horse and have another lawsuit.
Oh, no, Anthony, no. I'm retiring from lawsuits.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about Kevin Sheedy's career, and that's a real weakness of mine.
Oh, dear.
Oh, look at me with my down in the dumpsness and you all happily sighing. You've been on the ceiling since Kitty Spink ran you a bath.
Oh, Ian, I'm never one to gossip, and I really am sad that you're down in the dumps, but wow, what a day with Kitty Spink. What a night. What a night.
Have you spoken to her since?
No, but you...
Well, she's engaged to Drew Fibonacci. Your romance with her is a non-starter. Their wedding is in a matter of weeks.
Ian, come on, it's 2024. It's the... You know, that decade. Have you not seen Romeo and Juliet? She was engaged to Paul Rudd, wasn't she? And then they went in the fish tank and then the fireworks and then and then they shagged.
I know all that, Anthony, but this is real life. This is Nigel Spink's daughter we're talking about here.
She's a grown woman, Ian, and women these days have the power to shag who they choose.
It's still cheating. Oh. And do you really want to distract him from his charity work with endangered pandas, extra fluffy variety?
Well,
the man's a saint.
Come on, Ian.
Look, the only time cheating worked or was morally justifiable was in that sitcom Goodnight Sweetheart with Nicholas Lyndhurst. Nicholas Lyndhurst had a wife in the 90s and a wife in the 1940s, and he time-travelled back and forth just to have sex with them both.
He did.
And even across the span of five decades, he got into some scrapes. I wouldn't recommend the path you're choosing here.
Relax, Ian. Just relax.
I'll tell you something else. He could have ended the war years earlier if he wasn't trying to get his end away.
What, Nicholas Lyndhurst?
Yeah.
Could have ended the war?
Yeah, he had the benefit of future knowledge. He could have gone back in time and told Churchill exactly where Hitler's troops were stationed, where to attack. Nicholas Lyndhurst could have saved millions of lives, but no, he wanted some wartime punani. Unrationed.
Unrationed. He's a war criminal.
He is. Yeah. Everyone forgets the role Lyndhurst played in the suffering of millions of people because he was good in Only Fools and Horses.
Well, let's not forget the sequel, Good Morning, Sweetie Nam, where Lyndhurst went back in time to bonk a woman in the Viet Cong.
Well, he did stop that war, to be fair to him.
To be fair to him, he did.
He single-handedly took Saigon there.
Yeah, well, oh, here's Kitty. There she's walking past. Hi, Kitty. I said hi. Hi.
Yeah, completely ignored you there.
She's ignored me there. Is she ghosting me? She's ghosting me, isn't she?
Anthony, we're back.
Oh.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Mazzy, is it you?
That'll do.
Welcome back. Now, this morning, we've got a feature suggested by Ian Five Ankles himself. You've heard of Dragon's Den. Well, this is very similar.
It's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
Yes, a little scheme I have, not just to make money myself, but also help any budding entrepreneurs out there make money. Mm. But mainly me.
But this one isn't called Dragon's Den. It's called Ian's Pen.
I'm going to be rich!
Ian's Pen.
You could have called it Ian Investments.
Ian's Pen is what it's called.
It's called Ian's Pen, yep. Ian, explain Ian's Pen.
Well, it's very simple. Call in with your business ideas, and with the stroke of my pen, I will invest.
And you've got the pen right there. There it is. The pen that will change people's lives.
Yeah.
That is like, you know, and was it an expensive pen? I think it was free with a Michael Parkinson when he gave away life insurance.
Yeah.
You got a free pen.
Yeah, I saw that ad on the telly. He was a very sexy, beautiful man, Michael Parkinson. I loved his couch.
He changed your life, and
he
you could
my life with this pen.
Pay it forward with their lives. And, well, Ian, you're a hard-nosed dragon, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm not a dragon. I'm a pen.
You're a pen.
I'm a pen. I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie? From a personal standpoint, I am desperate to earn any money whatsoever.
But so are the people, and our first entrepreneur is Danny from Didcot. Hello, Danny.
No, it's Danny Didcot.
Oh, sorry. Just got the notes here. Where are you from, Danny?
Didcot.
I have a good feeling about this entrepreneur, Anthony.
What's your idea then, Danny?
I have a cress farm, right?
Cress? Did you say cress as in watercress?
No, cress.
Right.
And my idea is cress messages. You tell us what message you'd like to send to your friend or loved one, and we'll grow that message on a pot of cress and send it to them.
Okay, how long does it take to grow a cress message?
About 3 weeks.
Well, okay. Ian, over to you with the e-investment interrogation.
Well, Danny Didcot from Didcot, it's an intriguing prospect. I'm in. Yeah, I'm writing you a cheque for 25 quid with a stroke of my pen.
£25. Ian, do you want to negotiate the terms?
No, it's a done deal.
Yep, just £25 there.
Cheers, Ian. Champagne tonight.
Yes, mate, spend it on that. Top, top way to celebrate.
Okay, next caller. Hello, Helen.
Helen, Southampton. Human baggage. Working closely with baggage handling at various airports, you can have the full suitcase experience, snuggling in the hold of the aircraft, riding in the cage on the back of a small lorry, coming into view on the carousel through the rubber flaps, riding around that carousel for as long as you want or until claimed by a traveller.
Oh, yes, that's great for stag doos. Ian, your scrutiny, please.
I'm in. £25 with a stroke of Ian's pen.
Right, he's in. He's in. Congratulations, Helen. That was a quick one. Pond from Frisbee.
Bee in a box. We'll send you a live bee to your door so you'll never run out of honey.
£25 on its way to you, stroking Ian's pen.
Right, OK. July from Port Talbot.
Combat euthanasia. Why go out with a quiet whimper at Dignitas when you could pay a Swiss Army veteran to track you down and take you out when you're least expecting it?
It's £25. Why not? Oh, but maybe use the money to change your name. July is not a name.
Well, great for those elderly people who never got to fight in the Second World War. Another £25. What, Billy's from Toaster.
Historic pen pal, you could have a fictional person write to you from foreign lands as if they're still in the pre-internet age. Bespoke tailored letters as if they're genuinely getting to know you via old-fashioned letters. If face-to-face meetings... not possible.
£25. £25
again.
Ian.
Fine. Okay. And there we have it. There. That's the lot. Oh, that is the lot. Congratulations to everyone who received funding. You are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with Is It You?
Muzzy, is it here? I'm urgently looking for a house to give away in the Muzzy U raffle. I will buy your house in cash if you can sell today. Get in touch at isitmuzzyisit@isit.com.
And we're out. Ian, I have to say they were good investments.
Ian's pen.
Ian's pen. Good Ian's pen investments. Okay. Oh, there's Kitty. She's walking past. Kitty, did you... Shit, she knows I'm here. What the hell's going on, Ian? Well,
fuck? It's obvious, Anthony. You're not wearing Bold Ankles, my pheromone perfume. Kitty isn't interested.
But we shared something. You know, I think we got past the initial Bold Ankles thing. I think she likes me, doesn't she?
No, sorry, mate, but look at you. It's nothing to do with you. It's all to do with Bold Ankles. You wouldn't have a chance with her if you weren't waving your legs about her face when up the stepladders. She'd sleep with me if I wore it, but I would never wear it around her because... she looks a bit too much like her dad, Nigel Spink.
But she doesn't look like her dad.
She does, in the face. But even if she didn't look like him, and I wanted to, I can't, because you spilled the liquid everywhere and I don't have any more.
Well, make some more! Urgently, I need you to!
Well, you think I don't want to? Denise hasn't run a bath in a week. I need money. I need paint, shed heating bills, Monster Energy. Steve Bolt's time is free, but the rest of the damn enterprise isn't. I need 50 grand to get back into production. Thankfully, I've just invested in Crest Messages. So that my finance... I'll chuck them for free. So that my finances will be up and running by Q4.
I can't wait till Q4, Ian! Q4? I don't even know what that is! Q-blooming-4? Kitty's marrying Drew Fibonacci in 3 Q-weeks?
Well, no, they brought it forward by a week. So he can get back to building his wasp hospital.
Waspital?
Yeah, he cares about every creature on this earth, even the tiny ones. The man is an angel.
Yeah. But wait, what do you mean? The wedding's now in 2 weeks rather than 3?
It is, yeah. You'll need to invest and quickly.
Invest? You said it! Invest!
Yeah, I need 50k.
I don't have 50k, you're mental.
If you wave your legs around Kitty Spink enough times in the next 2 weeks, she'll jilt Drew Fibonacci at the altar. Are you putting a price on that?
No altar. They're getting married at McLaren headquarters in Surrey.
McLaren. Of course. F1 racer, makes sense.
He tested F1 cars. He never raced them.
Well, they could get married on the back of Harry Maguire's unicorn for all I care. The point is, time is ticking. You need to trick her into choosing a lifetime of mediocrity with you over him.
I don't have 50 grand. No, she can have an affair with me, can't she? Good night, sweetheart. But on the same timeline, not in the 1940s, not in the just now. Both of us now. What's that called? Nicholas I, would he call that something? I think it's just an affair, isn't it? It's just a bog standard affair. Lots of people do it.
It's infidelity, regardless of the science involved. But Kitty's not going to do that after she's married. Her dad's Nigel Spink. Can you imagine the shame cast over him and the Aston Villa family?
I can't do that to Nigel Spink.
Plus, think of Drew Fibonacci's feelings in all this. Oh, it might disrupt his vital work with those interpretive dance schools he's made a patron of. He brings music via movement to the deaf orphans of impoverished African nations. The man is literally sent by heaven.
Oh, he can fuck right off! Drew Fibonacci can fuck off! Hold on, I've got it.
What are you doing?
I'm ringing Muzzy, is it? Hi, Muzzy. Hi, mate. Yeah, it's me. Is it me? Good, yeah. Are you still looking for a house to raffle? Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, I've got a contemporary living, contemporary apartment new build. All mod cons.
It's a studio bed, shit.
Shut up, Ian.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yes, Muzzy. Yeah, one bed. Small bed. But, you know, you could put a bigger bed in if you don't need the space around the bed. Kitchen conveniently placed. Yeah. Conveniently placed next to the bed. Okay, yeah, run your calculations. What, 10 grand? You joking, Muzzy? You can't even get a van for that.
10 grand is not enough.
No, bloody 10 grand's not enough. I was looking for around 50, Muzzy.
Look, give me the phone.
Okay.
Muzzy, it's Ian Five Ankles here. Is it me? I don't get it. And it is me. Played against you in the Worthington Cup, mate. Yeah, epic battle. Listen, his is a one-bed flat, yeah, but I have a two-bed semi, which I scraped together after the divorce with Denise, and that was 200k. How is his only 10k?
All right, it's not a bloody competition, Ian.
Oh, right, no, that's more like it.
What's more like it?
80k.
80k? 80k, yes, I'll take it. I'll take 80k.
No, 80k, that's how much he's offering for mine.
But for yours? Well, okay, well, let's sell yours then.
Well, no, I'm not selling my house if you don't sell yours.
Well, let's sell them both.
I'll ask him that. Muzzy, how much for the pair of them? He says 90 grand.
90 grand? 80k plus... Well, we only need 50.
Yeah, we only need 50, Muzzy. 50 grand, but I keep the shed. My final offer. Done. Yeah, thanks, Muzzy.
Yes! Brilliant! Yes, you drove a hard bargain there, Ian, the investments.
It's all this being a dragon, Anthony, at least in Ian's pen. You have to dog eat a dog in this capital as well.
And
I'm
you kept
you.
Access to your shed, the production lab.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Breaking good. Ian!
Good at keeping access, me. Kept access to my son after the divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even want to, little shit.
So you've got the money to start right away, right? You can get right into production now. You get Brody round and our love lives, both of our love lives, will be back on track. Okay, where are you going to live, though?
I'll just live at Denise's house, our old house that we used to have before she divorced me and now is current girlfriend. I'll just live there.
Right, okay.
I'm sad to see the man pad go, of course. Right next to Boldy, same street, as you know.
Well, and yeah, I could maybe live there because I now don't have a home of my own at Denise's.
No,
can I live at.
No, I'm not having a cramp in my style when I'm changing light bulbs and waving my legs around.
Where am I going to live?
Do you want to live in my shed?
Yes.
It is the same size as your current flat.
Okay, yes.
But not when me and Boldy are making Bold Ankles, though. You'll have to be out
No,
for
of
that.
Course. Oh, I won't meddle with your production.
Yeah, we'll work out a road.
We're back on, Ian. Yes, deal. Another investment.
Sports On. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Kitty's walking past. Kitty! Yes, I need to be a bit more jovial. No, it's time to play Is It You with Muzzy, is it?
Is it Will You Win a House?
He just hasn't nailed that slogan, has he? Not one, but two houses are being raffled off today.
One's not a house, more a seventh floor garage.
Muzzy, is it, is on the line. Muzzy!
Is it you?
Finally! Yes, Muzzy! Let's do the draw. Drum roll, please.
And the winner of both houses, worth an amazing £400,000 on the property market.
Oh, we've got a bargain there, Anthony, 50k.
Oh, yes.
Is Mr. Jay Sulaco.
John Sulaco! Congratulations. That's John Sulaco, ex-Crystal Palace player. Oh, well, he'll be pleased with that.
Fancy that, Anthony. Wow. He'll be living in his grounds.
Oh, wow.
Lovely
what a,
man,
what
John
a player.
Sulaco.
Yeah, played
against him when he was at Palace. There's no nicer man in football.
Congratulations, John Sulaco. Ah, what a deserved winner. Now the time's 7:59. Let's go to the news with Taj.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Wake up with Ian.
Wake up with me.
Oh.
What is it?
Well, Kitty's texting, asking me what I'm up to tonight.
Oh.
Wow.
So she likes you without needing the pheromone?
It seems so, yeah.
Eesh, probably didn't need to sell your flat, did you?
No.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.